that the current issues with respect to planning and zoning, access restrictions, demolitions are all having a severe impact on Palestinians, particularly in Area C, and their ability to access services and lead a normal life.
Ms. Amos, you've met people on the ground. What did you hear from them? And what did they ask you to do to help them?
People talk all the time about wanting peace and security, wanting to be able to live normal lives, wanting what they saw as low-level harassment, but also being subjected to violence. They wanted it to stop. They wanted things to be fair and equal. They wanted to be able to live on their own land. These are the kinds of things that people told me they wanted to be able to live in peace and security.
Have you been able to visit Gaza?
No, I was due to visit Gaza, but that visit was postponed following discussions with the Gazan authorities.
And what do you say about the situation over there? What are your main concerns?
My main concern is the impact that the blockade is having on people's day-to-day lives and the fact that there is now a humanitarian situation in Gaza. More than 70%, 1.1 million people in Gaza, are dependent in some way or other on food aid. This is because of the economic impact of the blockade, the fact that there is such a high level of unemployment and that economic activity cannot be conducted as normal.
After your visit, will you be planning something concrete, specific for the region, for the people in Israel and the Palestinian territory?
We're already doing a substantial amount. We have an appeal for nearly $600 million for this year for the West Bank and Gaza. We are providing, for example, food aid. There are projects to support education, health facilities. All of this is ongoing. There is advocacy in the form of making the case for demolitions, access restrictions, and so on to be lifted. So there is ongoing work, which we will continue.
Now, at the end of your visit to Israel and the Palestinian territory, what's your main message to both sides?
But my main message is that we have to find a route to peace. This is what people want. This is what will make a fundamental difference to the lives of the millions of Palestinians who are now depending on humanitarian aid.